Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now celebrating 5 years of burning up the airwaves.
If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
You're listening to the voice of small business.
This is Dr. Fraser Crane. I'm listening.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to the Small Business Network, and I'm glad you're here. 800-531-3815, toll-free, coast-to-coast, 800-531-3815. Andrew Sherman is our guest and our good friend, and he's, in addition to being an outstanding attorney and helping businesses of all size accomplish their goals, does a great job with that with his law firm of McDermott, Will & Emery there in the Washington, D.C. area. He's also a very prolific and an outstanding author, and I'm actually having trouble seeing my notes because my assistant put all of his books on my table here, and there's so many of them I can't see over them all. The last one was called Fast Track. Here's one called Running and Growing Your Business, Raising Capital. We've talked about many of them on the show. More importantly, Andrew's our friend. Andrew, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim, and Happy New Year to you and to all of your listeners. And you know, my prayers as well as yours are invested in not only peace and health, but a good strong economic rebound in 2003.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm my goal right now is to have a good 2003. Are you in for that?
I'll sign up for that. put my name just under yours in the sign up list.
I've just taken a poll here, and so far everybody's been going along with me. Andrew, you've got a pretty strong crystal ball there. You've been in the marketplace a while, and you're a smart guy. You're plugged into some pretty smart folks too. Give us a little bit of a rundown of what you think the outlook's going to be for 2003.
Well, I think it's a great way to kick off the new year, and a long absence in my appearance on the show is to focus ourselves the next 20-25 minutes on what's going on out there and what is the mindset of the entrepreneur and small business owner right now. I'm kind of cautiously optimistic. I mean, we've had 3 straight down years in the stock markets. It's the first time in 60 years that's happened. I don't suspect that we're up for a 4th year, but I also don't see that kind of rocket, you know, jet-fueled level recovery. There are some variables out there that could influence my thinking one way or the other over the next few months, the obvious one being what happens in Iraq and now North Korea. It's hard to think that, you know, events 8,000 miles away have a direct impact on America's small businesses, and yet they do. There's a lot more trends that we can talk about, more kind of micro trends as they're affecting a small company's ability to grow. But I'd say overall, I'm cautiously optimistic. How does that compare with what you're hearing so far?
Yeah, I agree with you, and I do think that if we can get this war rumors, as the Bible says, the wars and the rumors of wars behind us. If we can get those kind of settled down and get some kind of stability as much as possible around the world, because the thing is, the problem is, Andrew, as you know, we don't have local markets anymore. All markets are connected to the global market, and we've got trading partners all around the world. Most of them are closer to these hot spots than we are. And so we've got to get them settled down. The problem we've got in the United States right now, one of the problems we've got, Andrew, is our trading partners are sick. Japan's sick. Europe is sick. South America is sick. We've got to be able to focus our energies and our resources on somehow helping those sectors of the globe turn around, because America can't hold the global economy up forever.
Yeah, I think one of the good things that's come out of the last 3 to 5 years, and I say good thing when I'm talking in terms of medium and long term, is I think every American, even our youth, now realize just how integrated the world really is from a global economy perspective, and that the trickle down or indirect or downside effect that events around the world will have on America's small businesses is much clearer.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And one of the things that we harp on here quite a bit, that's the way my audience would say it. Boy, he harps on this all the time. And that is the importance for small business owners to get their head up and their eyes, their view focused on a horizon beyond their little neighborhood. It's important to deal. It's important to take care of your neighborhood, but you've got to have a perspective beyond your neighborhood, don't you?
Absolutely. And you have to understand how that perspective will impact your revenue, your sales, your customers' attitudes, your potential profitability.
Well, I'll tell you one important part about that, Andrew, is I'm going to have to go to a break here in a second, is from the standpoint of threats and opportunities. Maybe
Absolutely.
Not the business, that where your business is going to come from, but to me, in my opinion, the threats and opportunities are coming over the horizon more than they used to. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend, Andrew Sherman, the author of Fast Track Business Growth. We're back at 17 till. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Joan Pride, senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors, will be with us for our weekly coverage of the Kiplinger letter. And this, you know, they always have a great letter, but this letter is dynamite. I mean, I had to go, you know, I always have to go through the letter and identify things that I don't want to talk about so we can focus on the things I do want to talk about. I almost couldn't cull anything out of this letter. Everything was good. So hang on for that. In the show straight ahead, we got Bob Dillerschneider, who's going to talk to us about leadership. Floyd Hurt will be rocking our world. I have no idea what he's going to talk about, but it'll be fun and interesting. He never tells me. He just shows up and does a good job. Nancy Rosanoff is going to join us, and she's going to talk to us about using intuition in the year 2003. And Cherie Carter-Scott is just an outstanding resource. She'll be with us as well, and that's coming up in the show straight ahead. Andrew Sherman is our guest. His new book is called Fast Track Business Growth, Smart Strategies to Grow Without Getting Derailed. I like that title, Andrew. I've been talking to my audience about growing their business without creating a casualty list, and that's been a little difficult lately, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. I think the key part of that was the subtitle about not getting derailed. I think that had I known what the economy was going to do for 3 years, I might have dropped the word fast from the title, but that's okay. Hindsight is always 20/20.
Hey, well, it's always good to be optimistic.
That's right. Make sure you say hi to Joan Pride on my behalf when she comes on the air. Let her know I preceded her.
I will.
That's my publisher, so I got to always say hi to Joan.
Yeah, you've done, what, a half dozen books with Kiplinger?
I've done three with them and then about three special reports and stuff, so about a half dozen projects altogether.
Right. Yeah, they're good folks.
Couple of things we were talking about before the break on threats and opportunities. I think that's a great way to think about it. Is to, you know, I jotted down in preparation for this morning a couple of the opportunities side. I don't want our listeners walking away from this half-hour segment completely depressed that Sherman was back on. There are some opportunities out there. Two that come immediately to mind, and I think you and I have spoken about this once before, but it's a good time to remind the listeners that defense and government sector spending is predicted to be about as high in the next couple of years as it's ever been. And if your business in any way lends itself to selling to the federal government or even the state and local governments, it's a good time to be considering whether you've got products or services that they may need.
And you can find a lot of those opportunities, folks, at the SBA's website. And Andrew, as you probably
right.
know, they're working really hard to get some of the bundling unbundled of some of these contracts. You've probably been involved
yep.
in some of those, too.
And there's been some headway on that front. Some of this stuff is starting to get unbundled. There was real concern about 3 or 4 months after 9/11 that all of the new spending in Homeland Security and in overseas defense, that all that spending was going to get gobbled up by the large contractors, and not enough of it would trickle down to the smaller companies.
Well, they actually have, as you know, small business goals that they have to comply with, have to have a certain number of small businesses, but they would control who that company was, and so one bid would preclude dozens and hundreds of small businesses from even having a chance at that.
That's right.
And so the unbundling prevents them from being able to do that. It opens it up for for many small businesses to bid on that little piece of the business.
That's right. A second opportunity, and I don't know if any of your other guests have been talking about this, but, you know, the job market remains tight. People's expectations about what they're going to get paid and how they're going to get paid are lower, and I think that that's actually good for small business in that it levels the playing field. You and I both know back in 97, 98, 99, when things were go, 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 a lot of small companies and our listeners had trouble hiring people because mm-hmm. they just couldn't compete with the dot-coms and the big companies that were offering all kinds of benefits and stock options. And I think we're in a different environment now. And some of my smaller clients are amazed at the talent pool that's available to them, at the prices that it's available to mm-hmm. them, and the salaries that people are willing to take just to have a good, solid job and work for somebody who's a decent human.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And what's happening, the beauty of that, and this is another reason why I think the 21st century is going to be the century of the entrepreneur. It is and is going to be the century of the entrepreneur, Andrew, is because once those top-quality folks who have that corporate training, some invaluable training, once they see how cool it is to work in the small sector of the marketplace, the small business sector of the marketplace, they don't want to go back.
That's correct. You know, there's a lot of non-financial aspects that they're looking for these days. I mean, I've talked to some people looking for jobs, and yes, they need to feed their families and pay their bills, but they tell me that what they're really looking for is a good culture, a place where the owner and leaders and managers have integrity. There's a lot of this Enron and WorldCom fallout that's trickled down into the job market as well.
That's unfortunately stuck to some good companies that didn't deserve that too, by the way.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
But I think
so there are a lot of good big companies out there that wind up getting tarred by because they were big and by association.
I agree. I do think that, again, in this spirit of threats and opportunities, that this is an opportunity for the smaller company, our listeners, our community, to get out there and compete more effectively. Now, I don't, for qualified workers, I don't think it's a good strategy to run around and bash the big companies just because they're big,
mm-hmm.
but to emphasize your strengths and to emphasize, you know, to take advantage of the fact that people are willing to work harder and longer for less pay than they were 3 years ago.
Andrew, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Before we take the break, though, folks, I want to tell you that Andrew Sherman, both of those names, just like you think it would be spelled, Andrew Sherman, no tricky letters in there. You can find his books wherever books are sold, and I recommend you check them out. There are a number of them. If you type that into the online search engines, you'll see the long list of books. Pick one out that you think would fit you and order it. You'll like it because everything Andrew does is top shelf. Tin Till, right back. Back, 7 Till. Folks, there's a book here called Running and Growing Your Business. There's one here called Raising Capital. If you're into franchising, if franchising and licensing is something you're thinking about, if you're thinking about buying a franchise, Andrew, one of the best book I've ever seen on this is Andrew's book called Franchising and Licensing. Just a number of different resources that Andrew has made available in his books, and they're all really good. So I recommend anything that he does to you. Andrew, let's get back into our conversation about what do you think is one of the top opportunities, either in the marketplace or from a strategic standpoint, from a structural standpoint, what do you think the opportunities are going to be in 2003?
I think that one of the things that I've been giving a lot of thought to is what I'll call incremental improvements versus, you know, kind of big picture change the world stuff. And what I mean by that is in the big boom of the 98-99, everybody was coming out with products and services that were going to change the world.
Mm-hmm.
I think now, if you really want to do well in 2003, you just come out with a way that can incrementally improve your, you know, target customer's business in some way, depending on the nature of your business, obviously. I mean, if you're into dry cleaners, you know, that this particular insight's not going to help you. But if you're out there selling to businesses any type of service or product enhancements in the software, technology, or telecom field in particular. I don't think anybody in 2003 is ready to overhaul their system, but they are interested in things that they can do that will give them an immediate or short-term bottom-line impact, make them do business better. And if you've, you know, to be thinking more in terms of incremental solutions and improvements rather than big-picture change-the-world stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, and see, what you're saying fits perfectly with some of the things that we have been talking about on the show, and that's adding value to your customers by not selling them what you have, but by finding out what they need and getting them that.
That's
right. What you're talking about. Because what you're saying is they don't need to be overhauled. They just need somebody to help them fine-tune.
And it's a need issue and it's a want issue. I mean, imagine coming in and trying to sell to a customer a complete overhaul of their system when all they want to do is improve their productivity by 10%.
Right.
And there's more incremental ways to do that with you still doing well and make your customer happy. And frankly, in 2 years when they may want to overhaul their entire system, you're the guy that's created those incremental improvements.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to try not to be in change. I mean, it's hard. Entrepreneurs, small business owners, their natural tendency is to think big and to be aggressive. I think the opportunities right now are more in the incrementals than they are in the big picture change.
Well, look at IBM, for example. I mean, they're the largest technology company in the world, but one of the focuses, I mean, they haven't lost faith in their equipment, obviously, because they're still promoting that. But one of the big areas that they're moving into is services.
That's right. And
I think this is an example where we can take a lesson from a big company.
Absolutely. Look at their new, and that's an excellent example. Look at IBM's new advertising campaign. Think deep.
Yeah.
In other words, they're going deep, not wide.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're trying to get, you know, that's good strategy for the smaller company to follow, too. Get deeper into your customer's existing needs as opposed to trying to go out there and acquire 50 new customers.
Andrew, I've got about a minute. What is franchising still a good strategy?
Absolutely. Maybe that's a future show topic, but lots and lots of companies are considering growth through the leveraging of their intangible assets, their brands, their systems. I think it's an excellent growth strategy for 2003.
Not only acquiring a franchise, but also becoming a franchisor?
Exactly. I think more and more companies are going to take a look at their own growth strategy and conclude that the best way to do it, particularly in this market, is through franchising.
So use somebody else's capital to grow your brand rather than your own.
Exactly. And use all that talented, all those talented people that are out there right now without jobs but do have savings that would like to own their own businesses.
Right. Exactly. Andrew, we got 20 seconds. Last thought.
Last thought is I'd really love to talk in the future on a future show, and this is my commitment to you, on the impact that Sarbanes-Oxley and all of this corporate fraud and scandal has had on small companies and what they can do to be ready for the impact of Sarbanes-Oxley in the future.
We've covered that a little bit on the show, and I'd love to have you talk about that. Let's do that next time.
That'd be great.
Andrew Sherman,
good
happy
luck,
new
everybody.
Year. Thank you for being here. Good job. Andrew Sherman, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back real soon. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.